can win, lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, stand on our ground and we won't give in, swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
Jack, did I tell you what a great time I had last night?
No, what'd you do?
I went night surfing.
Night surfing?
Yeah, talk about a totally unique experience.
Well, how is that different from day surfing?
It's darker.
That's it?
Well, Jack, isn't that enough?
But if it's dark, you can't see where you're going.
Well, that's just the point. It makes you stop and think. Except you can't stop, so you just keep right on thinking.
Thinking? Thinking what?
Thinking, it's sure gonna hurt if I hit a rock.
You sure you didn't already hit one, big fella?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mr. B.
I'd like to talk to Jack.
Oh, go right ahead. It won't bother me.
I'd like to talk to Jack alone.
Well, if you're alone, how's he gonna hear you? I'll be in the kitchen.
What can I do for you, Mr. Bradford?
Move to Australia. I didn't mean that, Jack. Not today of all days.
Well, what's so special about today?
It's the first of the month. I came to collect my share of the profits.
Sir, there are no profits.
No profits? I don't understand you, Jack.
You want me to talk more slowly?
No profits.
Excuse me, are you open for lunch? Mr. Bradford!
Anthony! Anthony Wilson!
You know him?
No, it was just a lucky guess. But what brings you here?
We're opening up a restaurant on the next street.
That new seafood place? Lobster Larry's?
That's right.
Well, that's a big outfit. How's it feel to be working for a chain like that?
Pretty good, especially since I own it.
You're Lobster Larry?
That's right.
Wow. How many of those fast food parlors have you got now? 10, 15?
27 restaurants, packed every night.
Do you hear that, Jack? 27 packed profit makers.
So what brings you here, Mr. Bradford?
Oh, I'm just checking up on one of my many investments. Oh, Anthony, would you like a glass of wine?
I'd love some.
Jack, wine.
Yes, master.
Sit down, sit down. What a pleasant surprise running into you like this. I can't wait to tell Victoria that you're in town.
He knows Vicky?
Does he know her? They were practically inseparable before Anthony went off to Stanford.
Inseparable?
Yep. He even asked her to marry him.
Marry?
Well, that was a long time ago. She probably doesn't even remember me.
Oh, good. A good year here.
Anthony!
Vicky!
Hi!
You look as lovely as ever.
Thank you. What are you doing here?
Well, he's
here to open another one of his many restaurants right on the next street.
Really?
I can't get over the coincidence. I was thinking about you just the other day.
You were?
Yes, I came across this picture of you. Do you remember the time I took you out in a rowboat?
Oh, yeah. You tied that boat to an oak tree and a bee went down the front of my dress.
You do remember.
No.
Sure you do. Remember how it stung the back of my hand when I tried to...
I don't remember that either.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So, tell me, are you still single?
Well, actually...
Yes! Are you still single?
Where are you living these days?
Right upstairs.
Right upstairs with...
With a wonderful view of the street.
She lives with me.
Oh. Oh, then you two are...
No, they're not. They're not married.
I have to go to work now. I wish we had more time to talk.
Well, me too.
Oh, it was great seeing you again, Anthony. Bye.
Excuse me, hang on a second. I just want to... Did I get you? I'm sorry. What time are you going to be home?
It's a short flight. I'll be back tonight.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
She has a job to do.
Yeah, she's doing it very well.
Jack. Bye, Dad. Bye, Anthony.
Au revoir, mon chéri.
Excusez-moi.
Would it be too much trouble to bring two wine glasses, garçon?
No, no, no trouble at all.
So, Vicky lives with him?
Yes, thanks to you.
What?
She was devastated when you dropped her.
Mr. Bradford, Vicky dropped me.
Don't quibble. The poor girl is still punishing herself for saying no to you.
Really? And now she's living with that guy.
I said she's punishing herself. I didn't expect her to take someone like him seriously.
Who's ready for some wine? No problem, I got him.
I see what you mean.
I knew you would.
Why don't you guys just take a pull out of it?
And then, to top it off, there was lunch. We were serving veal or chicken, and wouldn't you know it, every passenger ordered the veal.
What'd you do?
I said a free drink came with the chicken.
Well, now you see, that was very clever.
No, it wasn't. Everybody switched to chicken.
Oh, you poor thing. This is gonna make you feel so good.
Hey.
Well, what?
Your hands are cold.
But my heart is warm.
Good, put it on my feet.
Yes. Walk on me, Mama, walk on me.
Listen, after I left, did you get a chance to talk to Anthony?
Who?
Anthony Wilson. My friend who came into the restaurant this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I remember. Anthony,
Wilson.
Yeah, I had a nice time with your friend the lobster and your father the crab. No, actually, I did have a nice chat with Anthony Winky? What?
Wilson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, Vicky, I was so busy in the restaurant all day long that, what's his name? Slipped right out of my mind. Sorry.
Oh, well, good night.
Good night. How long did you go out with him?
Who?
Anthony Wilson.
You remember?
Well, it's just a sort of, how long did you go out with him?
6 or 7 months.
6 or 7 months? That's longer than you've known me.
Jack, we were just friends. It wasn't serious.
Oh, right. That's what I thought. Good night.
Good night.
If it wasn't serious, why did he ask you to marry him?
I didn't say he wasn't serious.
Oh.
And remember, I did say no to him, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Right. Good night.
Good night.
How did you say no to him?
What?
I mean, was it a definite no or kind of...
I said no, thank you.
You thanked him?
Jack, will you forget about Anthony Wilson?
How can I forget about him if you keep bringing up his name all the time? What? Who was I supposed to forget about? Oh, thank you very much. Perfect timing. Thank you.
Hello? Oh, hi, Anthony. Yes, this was a bad time. I'm in bed. Yeah, tomorrow would be a better time to call. Okay. Bye-bye. Now, where were we?
Not now. I have a headache.
Is something bugging you?
No, nothing's bugging me, okay?
Oh, no, I can tell. Something's got you mega bummed out. But hey, Jackson, you can't let it get you edged. Hey, as long as you live, always remember this. It's not the size of the board, it's the motion of the ocean.
It's the motion of the ocean.
You think about that, Jack.
Not before lunch, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. I got work to do. Excuse me.
Morning.
What are you doing here?
Well, Vicky told me to call first, but I thought I'd just pop over.
Oh, wonderful. I'll tell her. She'll be so pleased you popped.
I just wanted to invite the both of you to the opening of my restaurant this evening, as my guests, of course.
What a great idea. It's just that I can't go. We're going to be so busy here tonight.
Oh. We are?
Sure we are. We're booked solid.
Then how come you told me I could go home early?
Easy.
Did all those reservations come by mail? Because I didn't hear the phone ring once.
Easy. Think hard. Don't you have some work to do?
Well, now that we have all those reservations, I guess I do.
You'll have to excuse him. He's had his head in the oven all day. Listen, thank you for the invitation. I'm sorry, but...
Is it all right if I saw Vicky?
No. At this time of the morning, forget it.
I don't understand.
No, see, she never lets anybody near her before noon. And I don't blame her. The makeup alone is a major project, but it's worth it. But before she gets all that gook on her face, she is not a pretty sight.
Hi.
And speaking of pretty sights, isn't she a vision of loveliness?
Don't pay any attention to him, Anthony. He's always talking nonsense.
Certainly not in your case. I'm sorry if I phoned at a bad time last night.
Oh, no, that's okay. You didn't interrupt a thing.
Just wanted to invite the both of you to the opening of my restaurant tonight.
Oh, how nice.
But Jack's going to be so busy.
That's right, so we can't go. Really sorry.
It's too bad. I already invited your father.
Oh. Well, thanks anyway. But since Jack's going to be busy,
I've got an idea. Well, why don't you come? No, forget it. I don't want to cause any trouble between you two.
Trouble between us?
Jack, since you can't come, I thought...
Thought what?
Well, a lot of men would feel a little insecure about their girls going off with the... Well, you know what I mean.
Well, I've met some guys like that, but that's not how it is with Vicky and me. No way.
Really?
Sure. I mean, if she wanted to go, of course I'd let her.
You'd let me?
Of course!
I want to go.
See, she want to go. You want to go?
Terrific. I'll expect you about 9.
I'll be there.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Vicky, about tonight.
What about it?
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you. I will.
Well, I'm ready for dessert now.
Ethel, remember, you made me promise to keep you on your diet this time.
Well, Henry, it wouldn't hurt just to listen. Waiter.
How about some dessert?
Now, Ethel?
Well, like I said, it wouldn't hurt just to listen.
What have you got?
Well, we have a very luscious lemon meringue pie.
Oh, Henry.
No, Ethel.
Well, how about a scrumptious orange cake? Then we've also got an incredible chocolate mousse smothered in fresh whipped cream.
Oh, we'll take it.
You got it.
Oh, thank you, Henry. You know, this will really help me make it through my diet.
Well, I just hope I make it through your diet.
Jack?
You look so pretty.
Thank you. I thought you said you were going to be busy tonight.
Oh, that's the least stupid thing I said.
Waiter.
Yeah, I'll be right there. Vicky. I don't know what I was thinking when I said I'd let you go.
I don't think you were thinking at all.
It's just that I guess I was worried about Anthony.
Worried? Why?
He's good looking. He went to Stanford. He's got 27 restaurants. What have I got?
You've got me.
You see? How stupid I am, I even forgot that.
Waiter.
Coming. Let me serve this dessert, and then I'll walk you over to the party.
I'm not going.
Why not?
Well, I'd rather stay home and catch up on my reading.
Reading?
Yeah. That'll help me fill in the time while I'm waiting for you.
Waiter!
I'll be upstairs.
Vicky?
Yeah?
You know, I need something to fill in the time, too.
You got it.
Well, thank you both very much, and please come again anytime. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh, I am, Easy. And you know something? I owe it all to you. Like you said, it's the size of the board, not the motion of the ocean.
No, I said it's not the size of the board. It's the... Whoa. It works both ways.
Just say that, Easy. Listen, you take the rest of the night off. You deserve it. I'll finish up.
Oh, my thanks, Jack. Both ways. Whoa!
I start at five.
What have you done with my daughter?
What?
Vicky was supposed to be at Lobster Larry's 2 hours ago, and she hasn't shown up.
No, she decided to stay home and catch up on her reading.
I don't believe that.
Okay, you want the truth? She's upstairs, chained to the bed.
That's sick.
Look, Mr. Bradford, if you'll excuse me, I have a lot of cleaning up to do.
It won't help.
Excuse me.
Did you find out what was keeping Victoria?
In a tripper, that overheated cook in there.
Too bad. I thought there was a chance that maybe Vicky and I could, well...
Pick up where you left off?
Yes. To tell you the truth, she's the only woman I ever cared for.
Oh, if she could only hear that from you. Why don't you call her tomorrow?
I leave for Phoenix first thing in the morning. Oh. Do you think Vicky would mind if I went up to see her now?
Now?
Just to say goodbye.
What a good idea. Go ahead. Oh, you don't have to use the street entrance. There's a stairway to the apartment right through here.
Oh, thanks.
You still here?
Yes.
Oh, well, good night.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
Upstairs.
I thought you had a lot of cleaning up to do.
Well, I'll do it tomorrow. I'm too tired.
No. I've been thinking. I have something important to tell you, son.
Son?
Sit down, please. Please? Let's have a chat.
A chat?
Anthony.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I'm sorry I didn't make it over to your restaurant tonight.
That's all right. But since you didn't, I thought I'd come to you. To say goodbye.
Well, goodbye, Anthony. It was nice seeing you again.
I have something very important I'd like to talk to you about. Do you mind if I come in?
Well, I...
Yeah, it was your father's idea.
Oh. Well, okay. Come on in.
I can't believe... I mean, all this time I had the idea that you didn't like me.
Until I got to know you.
And you really think that you and I can be partners in a chain of restaurants?
Absolutely.
I can't wait to tell Vicky, partner.
Sit!
Huh?
This takes a lot of thinking, a lot of planning.
Now?
The sooner the better.
Do I have time to answer the phone?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Jack's Bistro. No, he's not. Really? Yeah, I will if I see him. Okay. I can't believe it. I had that Anthony pegged all wrong.
What about him?
Well, that was his restaurant. Anthony's wife called there from Phoenix looking for him.
Wife?
The guy's married.
Married?
All this time, I thought he was trying to hit on Vicky.
I have to go.
Why?
I have to talk to Victoria.
I think it's too late. She's probably in bed by now.
Oh, my God.
Miss Bradford, didn't you hear what I said? She's probably in bed.
Right. I'll phone her from home.
What about our chain of restaurants?
We need a good name. Make a list.
James and Jack's. No. Jack and Mr. Bradford's.
Don't you ever come near my daughter again, you two-timing lech!
But Mr. Bradford...
Out!
Uh-oh. Vicky, what happened?
Anthony came up to say goodbye, and the next thing I knew, he was coming on to me.
He was what?
And then Dad burst in and threw him out.
Luckily, I happened to be passing by. That cad sneaking up here in the middle of the night. And where were you?
I was with you.
That's no excuse.
What made you suddenly come up here?
A father's instinct.
Instinct? Anthony said you sent him up here.
Well, who are you going to believe, Victoria? Your own father or some frozen fish peddler?
And all your talk about our being partners in a big restaurant deal.
Restaurant deal?
Yes, he was trying to keep me downstairs so that he could send Anthony up here and...
How dare you! If that's what you think of me, the deal is off. I don't want you for my partner.
Can you believe that guy?
Jack, forget about that guy.
What did you ever see in that Anthony?
Forget that guy, too.
But you went with him for 7 months.
He wasn't anything special. I went with lots of guys.
Oh. How many guys?
Jack, are you getting another headache?
No. Bite your tongue. Then you can nibble on my ear. Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Jack, Janet, and Chrissy have a joint misunderstanding with Mary Jane. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.